Living in society, we must share the suffering of our fellow citizens and practice compassion and tolerance, not only toward our loved ones, but also toward our enemies. This is the test of our moral strength. We must set an example by our own practice. We must live by the same high standards of integrity we seek to convey to others. The ultimate purpose is to serve and benefit the world. My intention in this audiobook is to make a contribution, however small, to world peace by explaining Buddhist notions about finding the source of hurtful emotions, such as lust and hatred, within ourselves, and then describing Buddhist practices to undermine these painful influences and supplant them in the heart with insight and love. Part 1, The Need for Insight. Chapter 1, Laying the Ground for Insight to Grow. When starting to practice, be eager, like a deer trapped in a pen, seeking to get out. In the middle, be like a farmer during harvest, not waiting for anything. In the end, be like a shepherd who has brought the flock home. From Bajro Rinpoche's Sacred Word. What makes all this trouble in the world? Our own counterproductive emotions. Once they are generated, they harm us both superficially and deeply. These afflictive emotions accomplish nothing but trouble from beginning to end. If we tried to counteract each and every afflictive emotion individually, we would find ourselves in an endless struggle. So what is the root cause of afflictive emotions that we can address more fruitfully? In the many scriptures of the Buddha, we find descriptions of practices to counter lust, such as meditating on what lies beneath the skin, flesh, bone, organs, blood, solid waste, and urine. These reflections do indeed temporarily suppress lust, but they do not accomplish the same for hatred. And the reverse is also true. Those practices taught for the sake of undermining hatred, such as cultivating love, do not act as cures for lust. Like medicines used to counteract a specific illness, they do not treat other illnesses. However, because all counterproductive emotions are based on ignorance of the true nature of things, practices that teach us how to overcome that ignorance undercut all afflictive emotions. The antidote to ignorance addresses all troubles. This is the extraordinary gift of insight.